Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Each game that you're in, again, I think you find yourself in a different spot. So it's always figuring out on the fly, you know, whether it's the defense comes out and is doing something completely different than we thought, which happens quite a bit against us. You know, I feel like everybody gives us their best shot and changes things up against us. So I wouldn't say it's completely new to us.
Josh Allen, he's on the level above the leadership council. And today I learned he's friends with Christian Kirk. I guess there's Instagram pictures of them playing golf and hanging out with Kyle Allen and Sam Darnold. Like, this is the...
Yeah, from 22, somebody sent me a picture of them in Mexico together. All those people you just mentioned.
The gang.
Yeah.
So Allen was at Christian Kirk's wedding, apparently, and spent some time talking to Kyler Murray. Allen said it was about golf, mostly. Just wondering if he was into golf. If I'm sort of put with somebody that I'm supposed to, like I go to one of these media events or something and, you know, what do you talk? You don't really know them at all. You might just sort of, to make conversation, bring up something about yourself that maybe, do you have any fantasy teams? You know, something like that. Right. How many fantasy teams do you have?
Do you collect guitars? Do you play golf? That's something that I would do now, I guess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'd be great if Allen instead was like, do you ever think about how cool it would be to be like 6 inches taller?
Ooh. Well, that would just be awful. That would be like, the Bills would be sure to lose.
Murray would be like, bro, what? And then Allen just stays with it. Do you ever think about, no, listen, you ever, I'll stop.
I'll tell you what, I don't think about that.
I definitely don't think about what it'd be like to be 6 inches taller, because I'm already, that would make me like 7'1".
I have not spent any time in my life regretting that I'm not taller.
You shouldn't.
I'm 5'11". It's always been enough for me.
It's fine. Yeah.
I don't know if I could see over the line, but I don't need to see over the line.
Right. In your chosen profession, your chosen field, you're fine.
Exactly.
Not being able to see over the line. And me, having the benefit of being able to see over the line, what exactly does that do for me? Nothing. I'll tell you, that's what it does. It makes it harder to find clothes. and footwear. If your feet are commensurate with being 6'5", which mine are, we're a size 14. You know, you see, this is something regular sized people don't maybe even realize, because you would never look for 14 at a shoe store. But like, I was at one of the sporting goods stores. I had to get some golf equipment, golf gloves, new towel, whatever. I went shopping. I'm like, oh, let's just look at the shoes. I don't even know why I did that. Like, because I immediately just look. I go to the bottom of the shelf and like, all right, any 14s? No, 13, 12. Really, only a couple of 13s. Like, I'm discriminated against as a large-footed person. I don't have all the options that normal-sized people have.
Seems right. I believe
stuff.
You.
I gotta trust. Makes sense. I gotta trust online. I gotta go like PumaGolf.com. It's Google extra width, and what do you got for me? Oh, 14, 15 even. Puma, love them.
That's doable now.
Yeah, it is.
Your dad didn't have that
right.
Luxury,
and that's right. It does help.
I'm looking at the CBS map. Here's another one. First, it's the first map of the season. The CBS broadcast.
I saw it earlier. I had one question.
It's all over the place.
It is. It's a bit of an erratic week one, I would say.
Our game is on in most of New York State, Northwest Pennsylvania, Washington area, Arizona, and Oklahoma.
I missed Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, right in the middle.
Because I was wondering where Wyoming was. What happened to Wyoming? Usually the Bills game gets a little pocket of Wyoming.
The vast,
like, usually, often enough, I've noticed it.
The vast majority of the Western United States gets Denver-Seattle, including all of Wyoming.
But that's not a 1 o'clock game, though.
No, that's right. This is a CBS single weekend.
Right.
Where Fox would have the two games. Dallas-Cleveland is the second game that everybody will get, I assume. And I don't know about the first game. I haven't seen the Fox map yet. Right.
So maybe if it were a doubleheader weekend for CBS, the Bills game would get Wyoming, and then they would get a second game, this game at 425.
I don't know that Wyoming is still in the conversation.
They're still doing it?
If Wyoming still has a Bills locket. I'm not sure Wyoming still carries a Bills locket.
Right. Well, we'll have to keep us updated on this as the season unfolds.
The let's see, what games are this? And this is Fox. I can't even tell what that is. I love these maps, though. If I can read them, they're even better. Okay, here are the Fox games, and I'm not sure this is exactly going to be correct, but looks like we're Pittsburgh Atlanta at one.
At one,
which I think is the right choice.
That's fine. There's enough curiosity there.
Pittsburgh Atlanta. Is most of New York State is Minnesota Giants. So how does it work anymore? Does Fox locally have the choice if they want to carry the Giants? It'd be against the Bills anyway.
Right. It's not really going to matter to me anyway.
But, I like Pittsburgh Atlanta.
Yeah.
You have Tennessee Chicago, the first game for Caleb Williams.
That's very interesting.
Which is most of the upper Midwest. Tennessee, of course, they're playing. And Carolina New Orleans is the other one. That's in the Carolinas and New Orleanses.
Guam.
I don't see anything about Guam.
It's the number one game in Guam.
Guam is carrying reruns. Tomorrow night is Chiefs-Ravens on NBC. Friday is Packers-Eagles on Peacock. Is it an outrage that there's an NFL game in Brazil this week?
Yes.
It is kind of, right?
Yes.
I mean, we know it's all about...
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Money. But there are times when that's sort of less obvious. And here we're talking about the players like being told not to leave the hotel because it's so crime-ridden.
Don't wear green.
And there's two green teams.
Yeah.
But they're not supposed to wear green.
Philadelphia.
Great plan.
Philadelphia isn't wearing any green.
I know.
Have you seen their uniform
white
combo?
And black.
Yeah, they got the black. Yeah. So Green Bay, though, I mean, what are you supposed to do there?
All yellow?
It's going to be some green, I think, probably. At least their helmets will be green. Philly's even going with black.
No, the helmets are yellow.
Oh, that's right. The logo has green in it. Yeah.
What a great idea. Let's pick a country where we're just going to push this. Or the NFL's always pushing international stuff. Let's push it even further. Let's go to a country where you can't go outside because it's too awful crime-wise. And let's make sure we pick two teams that like sort of are in gang colors.
All right.
They just didn't know that.
Solid
right?
plan. Break. Good.
Let's they go. Just didn't know
On
that.
Two.
And yep. there's no Twitter in Brazil, by the way.
I just saw that.
So, you know, that doesn't affect me, except if I want to know, how does Christian Watson look in warm-ups? Who tells me? How do I find out? How do I find out field conditions? How do I find out weather? How do I find out anything that I might want to act on, betting, fantasy, if nobody in the country can tweet? Do I have that right?
I didn't read the story. I just saw a headline, you know, proclaiming that X is unavailable. I don't know how far-reaching that is or what, but yeah, I don't know. You got to be watching the 6 hours of pregame coverage that is surely going to be airing on Peacock, and maybe Melissa Stark. I don't know if she even works at NBC anymore. Whoever, somebody on the field will tell you how Christian Watson looks in warmups. You got to watch. It's all about Peacock, Mike.
I guess, but that can't be.
I'm kidding.
What else is even on Peacock?
I'm totally kidding.
When will they start pregame coverage for this game? An hour?
Right after soccer ends.
Like an hour before the game, probably? Seven? When's the game? 8:15?
8:15, 8:20, somewhere in that range. I would. This will be like their whole Sunday Night Football crew, right?
No.
Oh,
so
no, they're all in tomorrow. Kansas City. Right.
It's Noah Eagle, right. Todd Blackledge, Friday night, and someone else. Kaylee Hartung, but she's prime, right?
They will have some sort of at least 2 hours worth of studio stuff.
No way.
Yes. Peacock, yes.
2 hours?
Yes.
They have a show tonight somewhere in the family, like previewing the season. There's an NBC-produced.
I think by 6 o'clock our time. Right, the game kicks off at 8:15, 8:20. By 6 o'clock, they are on the air with Jason Garrett and whatever. Like some version of what they do for Sunday Night Football and Thursday Night Football.
Okay, hang on.
I'd be stunned if they didn't do that.
Coverage begins at 7.
Oh.
Kickoff at 8:15. Kaylee Hartung was correct, by the way, thank you.
Wow, I'm so wrong here.
And there is pregame on-site coverage with, you know, of course, it's another famous announcer's son, Jack Collinsworth. So there you go. Tony Dungy and Rodney Harrison.
Oh, I'm so happy Tony Dungy still has a paying gig in the league. Good for him.
He's that interesting. Then Sunday, it's back to like the main crew from Detroit. Rams-Lions is Sunday night. That's the highest total of the weekend, I believe. 51. And the show I was talking about tonight, this is like an ad now, NBC and Peacock, 9 o'clock tonight on NBC, NFL kickoff eve, with the Good Morning Football crew. And, I mean, no. No. Never, ever, ever. I like football, but never, ever, ever am I watching this. Or the Peacock pregame, despite Bulldog's plea. Because I don't know. If I don't get to find out on Twitter what is happening pregame on the field, then I don't. I guess I'm just going to have to suffer.
Yeah.
I do love the matchup. I wish it were sort of, well, no, it's fine. It's prime time. It's a standalone game. So assuming I get to be able to watch it somewhere, I mean, I like the matchup a lot. Green Bay Philly is good.
You'll get word on Twitter. It just won't be from people in the stadium. Someone in the stadium will tell Adam Schefter what Christian Watson just did in warmups, and then that'll get out. Like, it'll just be one step removed. That's all.
Yeah. The reporters will text. Like, what would Sal do? If it's the Bills, he's texting you.
Yeah.
And then you say it.
Or Zach or someone. Right. He's letting us know what's going on.
Or we're on the line with him.
Yeah, right. If it's important, it'll get out there. But.
Close call. It could have been in Brazil. The Bills.
Yeah,
Close call.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Whew. Yeah. I don't like it. I mean, everything that we've already talked about here, the players feeling threatened, like they're being instructed to not really leave the hotel, or maybe not exactly at all leave the hotel, just competitively. You should not have to start your season on a Friday night in South America.
That's generally good advice.
Competitively, I just don't. It just sucks. I mean, I'm relieved it's not the Bills. Because I mean, London is the same thing, and you know everybody's got to go through, but everyone doesn't go through it every year. You take turns being disadvantaged, and you shouldn't have to. In a league that prints money the way this league prints money, they should not have to add in competitive disadvantages. They just shouldn't. They don't need to. It should be the most equitable thing it can be. I mean, the schedule notwithstanding. It's going to be a perfect beast. Time off and rest and all that, but just get the hell out of here with South America.
Wow. I think it's probably better that it's week one for these teams than, you know, in the middle of the season.
Sure.
But, you know, you made your point. 803-0550, Bills Cardinals Sunday at 1 here on WGR.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.